Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, guys.
And this may be too soon, but Christmas displays are going up everywhere, if you haven't noticed.
They took back to school down, put Halloween up, and the minute Halloween's up. Well, yeah, you're right, though. It's already...
We
skipped Halloween and went straight to Christmas?
Well, at Lowe's, they did. They put Halloween and Christmas... Or no, excuse me, Home Depot. That's where I was at, and I saw it. Well, I get the two confused. It's good they do color coordination, you know. Yeah. Like the one's orange and the other one's kind of blue. That's how I tell. Where am I right now? What color vest are they wearing? It's like, what hood am I in? I need to see what gang signs are going on.
Do I love to talk to Arthur Blank about Home Depot?
It's already everywhere in the mall. But you know what? Half of me was thinking.
They love the birth of Jesus.
No, I thought it triggers some bad feelings in me when I see Christmas and makes me dread the holidays.
Yeah.
But this time I thought, you know what? I'm just going to embrace it. I'm going to love Christmas. I'm just going to go with it.
What do you do? Do you get with anybody, like your brother or whatever?
Hang out? I just
that is a little relaxed.
Yeah.
Swap gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you love when a man asks you a question and while you're looking at him and answering, he's taking a hit of his hand sanitizer?
The hand sanitizer that I had a love purchase for
him. You think
him.
Richard Pryor's wife is talking to him while he's hitting the crack pipe and almost exploded in his
head? Yeah.
And this person over there says it's not as good as the other one. It's crappy hand sanitizer.
I'm starting to grow on it. If you get
it. It ain't a work. Like, he's really like.
Oh, God.
He don't even think about it as like. I want to ask a doctor if that's like killing brain cells.
I don't know.
Can we get a doctor we go to? We can just call and say,
come on. He says that he's not good at that kind of stuff, he said. Which, I mean, he's great.
We got so many men that listen that would love a go-to doctor.
Like, you could ask, we put it in the 9 o'clock hour, you could ask like man questions and, you know, stuff like that.
We got to go to, we talked to Rob, like if you bit a dog, you can call Rob and see what your options are.
No, if the dog bit you. Yeah. I don't think Rob takes calls if you bit dogs. I'll ask him, though.
What do you...
Rob,
I bit a dog.
Actually, let's just lay the phone down and see if he's listening.
You can ask him about Sackney.
We
covered that last week, and I...
Oh, Facebook fusing. That was fun.
All right. So there's a Costco in Florida they already have their Christmas displays up, and some people are kind of excited about it. If you can get a bargain on a Christmas tree or the lights or whatever you need. But people right now, that's a conflict of interest because I was driving around one neighborhood, which I love, and there are...
You love that neighborhood or you love driving around?
I love driving around and I love that neighborhood.
It was probably Nickeltown.
And they have...
Cripple Creek?
They have Halloween decorations up already. So You got to take your Halloween decorations down after Thanksgiving, I guess.
Look, I'm not taking the Trump inflatable down, though.
Nobody loves Christmas more than me. I'll challenge you.
And then,
but I'm like skipping Halloween.
After Halloween, then your Christmas decorations
go up.
You
don't like skipping Halloween?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I like Thanksgiving. A lot of people don't like Thanksgiving because it's just food and, you know, and they just want to skip it. Yeah. But I love it.
I do, too.
Fall is the best. It's got the most holidays, the big ones. It's got the big ones. So I don't need people skipping all these, man. Let's enjoy them.
Well, that's the only time I see my family is during the holiday, so that's really nice.
Freaky women, though, love Halloween. Like, freaky women. Like, you know, they like get down in ways you couldn't imagine. They love Halloween.
I love Halloween.
Well,
the necromancers and the wannabe witches of you all.
I feel like he just learned that term within the last couple of months.
Did.
He uses necromancer more than anyone I've ever heard in my life.
What does that mean?
You know what?
I think it came up as a comic book character one time. And then Fatboy looked it up and just became a thing.
I saw somebody who was a self-admitted necromancer. And I'm like, how do you make money? What do you do? It's not like when you show up on local TV and you say you're a local actor. Like, how do you make money?
They probably read tarot cards and...
That was one of the services.
Yeah.
I know somebody does that.
They do Ouija boards, tarot cards.
Did they do like the stuff like
palms?
The Andy Kaufman stuff where they pretend they're pulling the.
Are they doing it on TikTok?
I'm going to think they are. I don't know about the TikTok, but I'm going to think it's all a bit. Like there's a place locally I drive by sometimes.
Yeah.
There's a tarot card reader. I just want to go in there. Like, what is the deal?
Don't tell them if they're right or wrong. Just listen to what they would tell you.
Yeah.
Because, like, you know, I had an interaction with, you know, the interaction with the psychic that time. And what they told me, I was like, first off, if this is a bit, you just ruined my night.
Oh, yeah.
But what's crazy is it came true.
No.
Mine didn't come true.
It came true in a sense.
This person was way off. Because remember, they told my husband that he would win the lottery. Well, he died. That's not winning the lottery at all.
I don't know. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, he got to go to heaven, I guess.
I look for that silver lining, too. I do.
Do you know what they told other parties that were there that night? Do you know if it came true for them as far as what they...
Yep.
That's too close.
Same one, same everything that night.
Do you know what a necromancer is? I had to look it up.
Yeah.
Somebody who communicates with the dead.
Yeah, like Paige said, Ouija boards and stuff. Which, you know, I had this. I was provoking my own thoughts the other morning as I was driving in. I think it was Friday, and I was like, you know, there always used to be that you're looking for the answer for whatever. Where's that missing child? Or, you know, am I going to win the lottery or whatever? And you're going to communicate with the dead or the spirit world. But like, how do we now know that communication is not AI? You know what I'm saying?
You got to question it. Like, you always have to question
like,
it.
Like, is that? I mean, tell me. Like, if you believe in that stuff, then why would that not be the same? That they're literally making your dreams appear right there. That picture you want to make, or you want to make it look like you have two front teeth. You can do that with the click of a button now. I mean, it's incredible.
The ones where you can midgetize yourself and dance. Have you seen those?
Dude, I told you. If you could get a add-on streamer to watch your favorite TV shows as kids, where they turn up, that Sanford and Son episode where they turn it into kids, oh my God, it was great.
How the hell do you do and tell me what it's called, the style, where Trump is sitting around and he's eating a bag of Cheetos, but it kind of looks like a garbage kid.
Yeah, I've seen that all over the place.
What is that called? It's AI, and it's like high def, but he kind of looks like a garbage pail kid. Like, I don't know what the... I don't know how you do
Chat it. ChatBT or whatever.
Well, they say
ChatBT.
They said you can do it with an app. You're like, you can't do this with an app. Somebody's sitting behind a computer.
Paige is on closed AI right now. She really is.
I don't remember anything.
She's on Miscord.
Miscord! I hate Discord, too.
I
hate it. Bunch of nerds.
You know what?
I don't know what that is.
Less
is more.
It's a message board. I don't know.
Pretty much. Yeah. It's like an old IRC chat from back in the day. It's confusing as hell.
Yeah.
Join the Discord. I'm not joining your Discord, nerd.
I'm not going to smash my damn keyboard to follow you either.
Every time I want to trial, you know, whatever kind of sports book you want to kind of see some expert opinions, it's like, join the Discord. I'm not joining your Discord.
Well, would you join my Patreon?
They don't even ask for that anymore. It's like Twitch. You know, we're on the Twitch. We're on the Discord.
Twitch is kind of funny.
Yeah, but it's like...
It's for gamers.
But can I say what you text me over the weekend, Fat Boy?
Oh, hang on and go back and make sure.
About the screenshot you sent me of what you were watching at the time.
Okay, not about the new word I learned.
You put it in your word. No, don't say that. What, no, you, that little thing is in innocence. He did not know what that word meant, and he asked me, like, did you know what this meant? I was like, no, and then he told me. I was like, oh, my God, I could have maybe had said that, not realized.
Didn't know. I got to go back and look real quick.
It was a guy that goes and, he, I don't know if it was Twitch or TikTok or whatever, but you watch him get drunk as crap and sit there and like.
How boring.
I'm going to send Paige the video.
Dude, yeah, but like, what a.
Mission of volumes.
You were watching it.
Yeah, man, but like you can't look away from. He's got mayonnaise on his face, dude.
I hope that's what that is.
Yeah, he said it, and he like he'll look at Paige. He's eating mayonnaise.
That's I know, can, man. That's I like,
can. And he's battling somebody because you can battle just, on TikTok, whatever that is.
Battle like a problem, like rap.
Nah, people like touch the screen and kind of support you in the battle. So he puts mayonnaise on his face, and then he'll eat it, but he drinks it with a Mogan and David, the blue one. Like he'll chase it with.
Okay,
it.
That might not be mayonnaise then.
He's obese too, and that's.
Oh yeah, he don't leave his house. He says he's too fat to leave.
You're body shaming him now.
I'm not. It's just he doesn't shower not healthy. Either. I can't look at someone that unhealthy destroy his life.
I want to give his
done
name
it
out
for 25
so
years.
He'll say he don't want to leave the house anymore.
I'm just kidding. Oh my God. Just say that.
No, I feel bad for that guy.
Yeah,
but he's making money off of that.
Who cares? Look at the value. Money isn't everything.
He's always wasted. This guy sent you a video a couple weeks ago. He said that he craps himself a lot in high school, and even during graduation, he asked himself. And people made fun of him because he would constantly crap his
My dad did when he found out I was graduating. He was so shocked. Like, he had already took the graduation announcements back trying to get a refund.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
I had to make a 90 on my final exam to graduate. And I got a 96.
He gets to walk. There's nothing in that diploma.
If I had gotten an 89, do you think they would have really failed me?
What was your GPA? C-?
I don't. I that's another thing I found out. I'm not trying to stray from that. Probably like C-, maybe even a high D. Thank you. Wow. That's another thing. My daughter said, you know, they don't give F's anymore. Like,
yeah, I heard that from a teacher.
I was like,
they don't
what?
Fail you?
No.
They can't give zeros.
That's stupid.
They can give
they
you 50s.
They can in private schools. If you get caught cheating, they'll give you a zero. In private. They cannot do that in a public school anymore. So what are we teaching? You can't fail and you can shoplift.
Yeah, I had the teacher tell me I have four major like exams for my class, and the kids know that, you know, they just got to do decent on one, and if they no show the other ones, I got to give them at least a 50 and nothing below.
Yeah,
so they can still mathematically pass. Yeah.
How in the hell are you going to make it through any college if you?
You ain't going.
We're morons. We're raising morons in this country right now.
So what if there's video?
All right.
I'm never sucking a ding dong.
You don't. Oh my God.
The candy. Need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Rise, guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial 8-6-4-2-4-1-4-3-1-8-8.
You know,
I had to test something real quick. So we just switched to new phone systems here at the company. So the line still works, but there's no greeting yet, so we got to redo the greeting.
Okay.
And pop it on there.
Oh, let's let Paige do it. We could record it.
Oh, then she could cuss on it. You can cuss on it.
But we'll bleep it, though.
Okay. You can say whatever you want. You can say C-word. You can say D-lips. You can say stupid, unmasked, bastard. Okay.
Say that one that you say off the air, said you'd get fired if you said it on the air. Yeah. Uh-huh. Say that one on there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you got to deal with the consequences, though.
You could use slurs, I guess, if you wanted to. I haven't tried it.
I do when drinking. I get very flustered.
I've never seen somebody wink so fast.
I know. She tried to elbow you from like 20 feet away.
Right. I have the worst.
864-241-4318.
What was that number?
864-241-4318.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
864-241-4318.
Yeah.
That's the best one.
I love it. It gets no better than that.
Mm-mm. Tie your damn bags. Tie them up. If you take out garbage, tie your bags.
More on the trash situation.
Yes, was a different trash situation. You remember the other guy, but he had a dumpster. And everybody, he's like, I'm not your bitch.
Yeah.
And they're using his dumpster.
Don't pay for you. This is my dumpster. You can't come over here and in my dumpster.
Somebody just throws their garbage in there without a bag?
No, they're not tying their bags. So they may as well be doing that because you don't tie the bag.
Right. Or they could be, like, gutted by animals.
Dude, do you remember when the gutted by animals?
It was dark.
Yeah. Do you remember when the bags came out with the tie inside? That was revolutionary. Yeah.
Because you got the separate. They were, like, red, like, right? Twisties.
Yeah, but the off-brand ones would rip right through. You had to, like, go. You had to pay for good quality bags back
then. I get the ones that smell good, the Glad bags.
Those are good.
They smell like laundry detergent.
In the pinkish purple kind of box?
Well, they got some of those, you know, with the yellow box, but like Paige said, the big black
one. I'd like a more neutral color, though. You like the big black one the best?
Well, I do because they're sturdier and you can, like, get all the garbage and the stuff from outside and take one to the dumpster.
How many, when you go to, like, Walmart, Target, whatever, like how many big black ones do you get at a time?
40 maybe.
Jesus.
If you know how to tie your f-ing shoes, tie your f-ing garbage bags. We are sick and tired of picking up trash and having the go all over the f-ing truck and all over the ground, wasting our time trying to get from route to route, place to place, and you f-ing people can't even tie your bags up for us. Do it.
Time up.
I agree with that. Also, don't throw batteries away. You know, then things can explode. Like, I don't. Again, educate me. Where they're supposed to go? I could Google it. I know, but
do you know where? I don't know where, but
they will explode sometimes with enough pressure and mess up their truck. At least maybe hurt them.
I will hear from our dump connection. We have a landfill expert on retainer.
That's so you're talking about large batteries.
Car smart batteries, flashlight battery. Batteries, two of them at one time blew a guy off the back of the truck. His body. Well, you know.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. That's terrible.
The Force did.
I got it.
Not Star Wars.
Oh.
Dildo batteries, too. You got to watch out for those.
Yes. You know. Yes.
Okay.
Especially the knockoff Adam and Steve's.
Which is good that you keep the one with the cord on it, Paige.
Well, yeah. All of them are like that now, right?
Plug it into the,
with
like,
the cord?
With the cord?
Yeah, I haven't received
it. They got Bluetooth. Oh, you control it with your phone. Because we got that, remember we got that wand given to us? I didn't know what it did.
Like, what are you doing? We with thought it was something that like, it would make your hair stand up or whatever. No, that son of a, who wants to get shocked on the taint?
I mean, more than
call like, in right now.
Really? This guy cannot understand why you don't get fired for calling in too much.
Uh-oh.
Makes too much sense, right?
864-241-4318.
Yeah, I got a problem with these companies keeping all these people who just constantly call in. They constantly call in, get away with every thing, and they won't fire them. But then the good guys, yeah, they want to bitch and complain at them. Yeah, well, these big corporations, they can just off.
I have an answer for you, and it's called unemployment.
Yeah, that's.
I've seen it laid out in statistics where it's saying, not in this company, but like nationally, like what they would have to pay versus what they have to keep paying you to just work there.
Yeah,
it's not that much of a difference.
It's almost like No Child Left Behind, where you get some kind of credit for having a minimum number.
And you got to think too with any of the the DEI stuff, like. That sucks when you're like, what if you were the best one, but maybe on their books you were hired as a tax credit of some kind, but then when this changes, because of that reason, you're the one that loses your job. Like, that sucks.
Yeah, it's the unfortunate side of the reversal.
I know.
How about, I feel like we're at the point now, no matter how people got their foot in the door, if they keep showing up, you got to find a way to keep them, right?
Man, yeah, because
so hard for people to keep jobs.
I don't understand. It's usually one of two things. It's either the employee just sucks and doesn't show up and all that stuff like you're saying, or the employee's kind of trepidatious about giving himself fully to this company because they might fire him in 90 days.
Yeah, I don't get my benefits.
Yeah, I get that, man. I absolutely get that. If day 91, I'll have a party.
I don't get
for that. I'm worried.
I don't get how people say, you know what, this is too much. I'm going to take some time off. I'm going to travel maybe. Okay, well, you're traveling like on a budget almost, like kind of poor, if that makes sense. Like you're barely making enough to get to where you want to go. Then what do you do when you get there?
Whore yourself out.
That or just look at stuff because you don't have any money left to go do anything.
I actually rented a car and started Ubering while I was on vacation.
Like, I want to go to Europe. Okay, you go to Europe, then what? You got maybe $50 left, so you got to save it for 3 days until you get home?
Everybody's trying to be like Anthony...
Bourdain.
Boudrain?
Yeah, yes. You know, I love that dude. I enjoyed...
That's still a surprise that... He took his own life.
Yeah. I didn't agree with... That's the thing. Just because you disagree with somebody on certain things, you still have a fondness for them. Like, they don't make you hate them or whatever. But, he would just roll into Rome or whatever. It's like, I would just walk by his pizza shop and just grab a slice.
He's the ultimate wanderer.
Yeah.
Was.
Yeah, he finds some...
He goes around.
Ah, Flair. That's Flair's song, right?
It's the local restaurants that are so good that aren't publicized.
I've seen that quote. People say you can try the local food, this, that, and the other. I'm like, well, some of it ain't good.
Yeah, I don't like if somebody came here and said, hey, where should I go eat? I'm not going to tell you most of the places that are on the top 10 must goes.
Yeah.
Because I don't must go there.
Mm-mm.
Well, we got to get on Rusty's ass a little bit here. Rusty's not a dog. Yeah. Rusty owns a dog.
Griswold.
And it might be that
Greaseball.
Rusty. I wonder if there really is a Rusty Griswold somewhere.
There's a Rusty Cunts who used to play baseball.
Oh.
Royals, right? Yeah, I think he coaches Royals now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love him. Well, this dude, his dog won't take a dump because of his freaking neighbor Rusty and Rusty's dog. Rusty?
He's intimidated.
Yeah, the dog's a lot bigger. Rusty's dog is.
Yeah. See, you would think it would help them go faster because they'd want to hurry up and do it and run back in the house, but it makes them not want to – they get all verklempt in their anus.
Well, why are they territorial? Where they just – they won't dump where other dogs dump. like if you and me were outside, I think it'd be kind of cool to like combine forces.
But
you know what I'm saying?
When I had the one dog, when he saw one of the neighbor's dogs tinkle on our mailbox, he would go re-tinkle it himself, over-claiming.
He's saying it's his.
Yeah.
Oh, let's try that here. Just don't flush next time you go.
Well, R. Kelly went to jail for that.
That's called marking.
My neighbor's a f***ing His f***ing dogs. You're supposed to walk your dog. This motherfucker puts it on the zip line and lets him everywhere. And then my little dog won't go because there's everywhere from a different dog. You can eat a Rusty. Who the f*** names their kid f***ing Rusty anyway? You're not a f***ing nail. Clean your dog up, you sorry sack of
not a nail.
You know what happened to bags of it? We're all in this sack of it now. I remember, you know, now it's bags of D's and sacks of S. What happened? It's like the Dixiecrats. It just switched sides.
Sorry, going back to sacks.
So I'm imagining this dog's in like a bottomless backpack, essentially sliding across the zip line. Is he for real?
Yeah, like you know, he's on a runner, I guess. So he's just running back and forth.
Oh, my.
Passes Dookie all the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live. Oh, that's loud. Sorry. Live from CallRob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, look at you, famous person.
Look at you.
September 15th, you were born. Happy birthday. Subtle suck it from Paige.
Subtle suck it. Had to write one down that I just remembered. And he might have a game tonight, so there's a hint. But we'll start off.
Ooh.
Cue the royal music. I do not have any.
Good. Is it George Brett's birthday?
No, it's not George Brett. But I like the way Scary Spy says his name is Prince Hedda. Prince Hedda's birthday.
What was, you know, I don't like a lot of people suck on the teat of the British monarchy. I don't care or whatever, but I didn't click on it. But apparently, like, he went and met with his dad for the first time.
Which was hard to get FaceTime with, I saw.
Because
he can't just call his dad. He has to schedule, like, he's very hard to get a hold of.
Jesus.
Which is,
his health isn't that great either.
He's got carrot fingers.
He has, like, big old Viner sausage fingers, like red bars. Right? Red bars?
Bar S.
Bar S.
That junk.
Okay.
Carolina Pride, baby.
So whose birthday is it, though? Oh, Prince Harry. Okay, so I do know this, just because. No, wait a minute. I'm thinking the wrong. This is a redheaded one.
Yep.
Yeah.
Prince Harry.
Did he have the interesting Halloween costume at the time?
Or? Yeah, I believe he did.
All right.
He's the one that makes the headlines. The other brother pretty much stays out of them.
Yeah, he's
William.
He's a company man.
Future King William.
Hey, if you don't guess, I'm going to say the correct answer and let you tag on.
He's going to get it right.
I have no idea. I'd say 45.
You know what you're going to say? Damn, Matt, man, you're making me feel old. Because he's 40 today.
Okay. He is 41 years old.
Okay.
Prince Harry.
That's got worked.
This guy is an actor.
Okay, when I read that story, he was 40 then. So I'm kind of right?
Kind of right. Okay. Just forgot how to add. This guy's an actor.
That's my ad. How about that?
I'm not a huge fan. Women love him. It is Tom Hardy's birthday.
Okay.
He was Bane in The Dark Knight Rises. Ton of movies.
The
Drop, that was a good movie.
Is that the one where he plays twin brother?
No, I didn't see that one. Was some kind of gangster movie, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The motorcycle movie was terrible. Oh, that was awful. But he kind of does the same character
he's
sometimes.
Cute.
You didn't know who that was?
I didn't remember.
Oh.
He'll do the same voice a lot, you know. Like
of course, what am I saying? I usually have to look up people.
I didn't cheat. I just want to see his picture.
You ain't cheating.
Okay, well, I'm going to go with whatever Paige says.
I'm going to stick with 45.
Tom Hardy's 48 years old today. You got it close.
What do I know?
Wow. God, he doesn't. That's not old, though. What am I about to say?
It's not. It really isn't.
Somebody who's got a game tonight, you said, perhaps.
We got back-to-back football birthdays, so I can keep this going for a little
bit. All right. That's fun.
Let me give you trivia style.
Oh.
He was a two-sport star. He is from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He almost went to Clemson to play baseball and football.
Almost.
But decided to stay home last second. Went to the University of Pittsburgh. Was a Pitt Panther. Played in one Super Bowl his entire career.
And I believe he owns property locally.
He does.
Talking about one Daniel Marino.
It is Dan Marino's birthday. No flub.
He does own property here?
No flub at all. Yeah. There may be maybe a certain valley named after a certain tribe of Native Americans, maybe?
Perhaps. You would hear it if you said hello to each other, it'd probably echo. How?
He's handsome.
I don't have the clip. I got it in the best stand. But
what, no flub?
Yeah, no flub.
No flub.
No effing flub.
Okay. So, a rookie in 84.
Flubless.
Go look that up on YouTube, Dan Marino outtakes.
It's either 61 or 62 or 63, but I don't want to get it a third right, okay. So I'm going to zoom in on 62.
I'll say 63.
Dan Marino. Dan Marino from Ace Ventura is 64. Years old today. What? He does not have a game tonight.
Oh, no?
No,
he does not.
He's not playing anymore?
Darn it.
He's retired.
They're going to put Tua in instead for Dan.
So Marino works with the Dolphins now, and they'll show him in the box sometimes, and he's got a huge dip in his mouth every time.
So is he...
Dip, he said.
Is it a... he said dip, yes.
Wow.
Yes. Listen to Paige. My gosh.
You need to get your mind out of the gutter and your feet in the stirrups.
Listen to you.
Is Dan's job, is it more of a, you know...
It's a front office type job.
But is it really like a day... Like, you know, remember Hank Aaron was the president of the Braves? And, you know, it's just a...
It might be one of those... I don't know if he's...
It's like a Legends contract.
Something like that, maybe.
Yeah.
Well, this coach has a game tonight. Coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Won two national championships at the University of Southern Cal. Coached Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, one of the greatest college football teams ever. Almost as good as the 17 Clemson Tigers. 17, probably a better team.
I'm guessing that I'm doing math in my head.
He don't look his age, I'll tell you that. He used to coach the Patriots back in the day. His last name is something you might do to neighbors during the holidays. In group form.
Oh, man.
His first name might be something that's in your pants right now.
Paige is going to guess Dick Butkus in a minute.
She'd be close. Or Clint Torres. He's not a football coach. It is Pete Carroll's birthday. Peter Carroll. Peter.
I never would have guessed that.
Carroll. I said two national championships at USC. You thought I was talking about McKay? Rest in peace. He's not coaching tonight.
He's dead?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. When?
Look that up. I'm sure it's within the past
four
or five years, right? We lost the
McKay. Rico, do you see what you do to him?
You got me confused, Rico, Grim Rico, on my timelines.
God.
When did McKay pass away?
Dude, he died. Oh, my God. He died in 2001.
2001. That's right. Because
holy cow.
During those Reggie Bush liner years, that was a big story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I said a few years. Technically, that counts.
OMG.
How old's old Pete?
Okay. Pete Carroll.
Their game tonight is 10 o'clock. Who can watch that?
You will. 72.
I might watch ahead.
73.
74 years old for Pete Carroll.
I haven't gotten one yet.
Oh, you might get this one, though. I don't think you will.
Man, that's sad when somebody's been dead for 24 years. You just found out.
I'm doing the dance.
Oh, hold on.
He come out and do the dance? Do I need to start it over? Because you might have missed it.
Is it a wrestling song?
You'll get it as soon as I restart. Hang on a second. You ready?
Yeah.
Stand by. If I give you his catchphrase, it'll give it away. He used to be a referee back in the day.
Teddy Long?
Teddy Long's birthday.
Oh.
I was going to say, let me holler at you, player.
Former guest of the show. Owner of one of the coolest classic trucks I've ever seen in person.
Wow.
Yeah,
Titty.
He would drive
what
up.
What kind of truck was it?
Did you see a Fat Boy? It was like a 66. Ford. Gosh.
Had a couple of doors. I remember
sounds
that.
Sounds nice. Was it lower?
It was blue. No.
Yeah, cars. I don't know cars at all.
Ford. It was just awesome because we saw him after wrestling at Sphinx downtown. Hey,
let me highlight you, play it.
Fried biscuit.
I was going to give you a clue. His last name rhymes with something that might be in your shorts right now.
Oh.
Teddy Long.
I don't want to know.
Teddy Long.
Well, there's two different
it's
ways to
not in
that.
My shorts.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's in your nightstand.
Look at it, turn around. Got a surprise in your back pocket. It's in your nightstand.
I'm wondering now, is she thinking dong or schlong?
Teddy Dong.
Which one were you thinking, really? Teddy Schlong? Oh, gosh. Wait a minute. That's okay.
Oh, my God.
It did get hot in here, didn't it?
Oh, well, when you start talking about that, Paige starts, you know. Diffusing.
That's why she wears shirts with long zippers so she can cool down.
That's true. But that is. I bet that one's fun to take off there. You just unzip it.
It only goes to here.
Well.
You have to pull it over your head.
Nice.
Just let you know.
For no reason. Big birthday?
Nope.
79 then. Because he's close to.
Okay, 79.
78 years old for Teddy Long.
Damn it.
Oliver Stone's birthday. He interviewed Putin in Russia. Which was interesting from when you can see what the inside of the Kremlin looks like, but Putin didn't really tell him anything.
What was he going to admit to?
Stone tried to press him, but not really like pressing him in a passive-aggressive type of laughing manner.
You know, it's the way you deliver it. I don't like his delivery. I also don't like, he ain't been in the news in forever. Bowling for Columbine.
Moore?
Michael Moore, yes.
Michael Moore?
Yes. I'm going to say Macklemore.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
He's going to pop some tabs, which we know what that means.
No, tags.
Oh, tags.
Yeah. He was talking about breaking watches.
I think he was talking about skin tags.
Was he really popping tags?
He's got $20 in his pocket.
God.
He's going to pop a couple
that's 13
tags.
13 more than The Rock had. How old is Macklemore, Paige? No, that's not who we're guessing.
Oliver Stone. Just rewatched Wall Street. Great movie.
79.
I'd like to say 81. I mean, you thought I was going to say suck it, but.
Paige nailed it. 79 years old. Guess whose birthday it
he
is.
He and Teddy Long, I mean, they could be brothers.
They could be brothers. Do I have the special little drop here?
They couldn't be. It says here. Let's Google it. They're not even related.
It is the birthday of Where's your happy face? This is my happy face.
This is my happy
Tommy
face.
Tommy Lee.
Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh, my mom used to have a crush on him.
I guess we're eating oranges, she cutting fake IDs.
She thought he was sexy.
My mom thought that he made a sex tape with Pam Anderson, which is strange.
I got to be thankful Jeff Lewis Neal's not here, because if he were here, we'd be going back and forth doing fugitive lines.
I'm thankful in general.
Happy Especially face. After what you did Friday night, Neil Koloff.
What'd he do?
I saw you got suspended.
What, work?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Work?
No, no. He got suspended. He can't wrestle.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I didn't know what you
were talking about. A little too aggressive. Didn't you,
Neil? His driver's license again. I'm kidding. Dude's a great driver, actually.
He's a very slow driver.
You telling me this is the guy that's in your mother's basement?
We drove to Hickory, and it took 3 hours. No joke.
So true.
You drove to where?
Hickory.
You say it like John Reap.
Hickory.
Hickory. Remember that he was a comedian?
Yeah. He was on this show, too.
Yeah.
When he was promoting that movie, Zach and Mary Go to Afghanistan or whatever it's called. What was it called?
And then people were like, we get it. You say Hickory Fun. Yeah. Like, we've done that now. What the hell? He was in the last season of Kenny Powers, too.
Tommy Lee Jones?
No.
No, John Reap.
I wish Tommy Lee Jones was. Maybe he was Dustin's boss.
Oh, is that who we're doing?
Tommy Lee Jones?
80.
No. I say he's 79, too.
He is 79 because you cheated like hell. You know,
I'm
Tommy Lee Jones.
I'm cheating like hell.
And Oliver Stone were born on the same day in the same year. Which one had a roommate? Was roommates with Al Gore at Hartford?
Ooh.
Which one?
What is Hartford?
Harvard. Tommy Lee.
It was Tommy Lee Jones. I got some happy heavens.
The funnier thing is his middle name's not even Lee, which, look that one up. Interesting.
Uh-oh. I was like, Chum Lee's not two names, people.
No, it's not.
The magician himself, Merlin Olsen, would have been 85 years old today.
The magician. Man, that's funny.
Maybe it's Merlin.
Merlin?
Oh, I know Merlin.
I've got his signed balls in the office if you want one. Gaylord Perry.
Keep your balls, buddy.
He was living in Gaffney, right? Yeah. When he passed away. He would have been 87 years old.
First Major League Baseball player I ever met in my whole life.
Rest in peace, Nipsey Russell. I remember when you got shot. No, it's not the rapper. It's the Tin Man, Nipsey Russell.
Mm. Oh, not Nipsey Russell.
No. Nipsey Russell.
They're both gone, though.
Nipsey would have been 107 years old. And Agatha Christie.
Hey, did you ever have that nickname in college?
Yeah.
I have sweet cheeks in college.
You would have been Nipsey Norman.
Sweet cheeks.
That's what they call me at the radio station.
Oh, wow. I got to go back and watch those videos.
Your hind end hanging out or something?
I don't know. No.
Nipsey Norman, I like that one.
Well, so he's dead, so we don't guess his birthday.
No, I mean, just
we say happy heavenly.
Agatha Christie would have been 135 years old.
Only?
Mm. She's on
she wrote good
WandaVision.
Take care of yourself.
And each other.
You might be able to hang around. Be 135 years old one day.
All right, I was wrong. His name is Tommy Lee Jones. I'm thinking somebody else who has a middle name Lee, and it's not really, it's short for like Leighton or something.
Tommy Lee, I'm the real deal.
This is my birthday.
This is my happy birthday.
God, we've gone 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's been married 4 times.
He's been in a lot of stuff. Remember, he's the one that told Jim Carrey during Batman, whichever Batman they were in together. He told Jim Carrey that he couldn't sanction his buffoonery.
That was, and they went hard with that movie. They tried to put too much into it.
It was too comical, over the top.
It was like, you know what movie I'd like to see them do again? And
Behind the Green Door?
No.
You can't make that any better than it was.
It was true. Johnny Keys, rest in peace.
No, snuff films. No.
Serbian film?
Dancing all over the place and freaking forgot. What did I say? The show they should bring back.
You didn't say. You couldn't think of what it was.
No. Hold on. You got me thinking about something else. Redo Dick Tracy. But don't do it in the comical, over-the-top way. Do it in kind of a...
gritty.
Kill Bill kind of. Maybe that'll be Tarantino's last movie. He'll redo Dick Tracy.
Could you still have Pacino as Big Boy?
Yeah. I mean, he's looked the same for the last 60 years. All right.
Dick Tracy.
I would like to say thank you to everyone that... listened and called, and even the ones of you that sent nasty texts earlier.
Thank you.
You actually,
better erase those
we
texts.
Take that hate and use it to motivate.
Oh, haters make me greater.
Yeah, haters make me greater.
Who said that? Dang it. I can't remember who I got that from now. It might have been Honey Boo Boo's mama.
Haters make me greater.
Haters make me greater.
It might have been one of the 1,000-pound sisters. There ain't no telling.
Oh, are the new ones? What were the new ones? You saw.
I mean,
600-pound wife.
No, it was the two. They don't weigh 1,000 pounds, but like together they're 800. But they still falls under the brand of 1,000-pound sisters.
Nah, he is fat enough to be on TV at least.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's what it is. You know, we can't decide. 20 years ago, we loved watching people lose weight. Now we like to watch them get fatter. We can never decide. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Tomorrow, Truth and Consequences. A girl is going to call her stepmother and tell her, "I know your secret. I know that you're cheating on my dad, and I know who it's with." And boy, when you find out who it is.
Shocking.
Shocking.
I can't wait.
Bad boy's going to be turned on by it. Have a great day. God bless America. It's good.
The Rise Guys rule.
Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Bad boy.
On how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
Bad baby, bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.